Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them." Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass, and fell before David on her face, and bowed herself to the ground. And David said to Abigail, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me." And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head." And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, "David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife." And Abigail hasted and arose, and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his 2 wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And David's 2 wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. So David went up thither, and his 2 wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite. And his 2nd, Chileab, of Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And the 3rd, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Ithra, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail, and the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai and Joab, and Asahel, 3. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron. The 1st born Ammon, of Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, the 2nd Daniel, of Abigail the Carmelitess,